love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup,
boy.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Choking on the coffee. Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
You know, something about having a pregame show to really put things in perspective. Thank you. This is Coffee with RW with yours truly, Rob. Thank you very much for joining. I really appreciate you. This is, as I like to call, the morning show that'll make you hate all morning shows. But as I usually do every morning, with everybody listening live on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, which you can download on your app store or ask your Alexa devices. I'm also live on Podbeam as well. If you want to download and come and join us there, you're more than welcome to. But as I like to do as a ceremonial greeting to everyone here and to those of you that are listening live elsewhere and on the downloads, raise your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your tin cups, your Yeti cups, your styrofoam cups, your doggy bowls, whatever it is that you use to consume your beverage, and join me in a nice, long, exaggerated sip of that good old coffee. Oh, man, that's hot. I couldn't prolong that one. That was hot. Oof, that was hot coffee. That was nice and hot coffee, yes. So as you guys know, I'm drinking my Colombian coffee with some Silk Almond Milk coffee creamer with a dash of cinnamon and some turmeric, you know, for that health stuff. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. This is Coffee with RW, and make sure to go check out my previous podcast episodes. 199, 200, 201, 202, and a lot of good information. Today is going to be somewhat structured, and I had this serious episode lined up, but I can't seem to get all the information that I want, so I'm going to hold off on that. Maybe I'll touch upon it a little bit today, and then, you know, dedicate a whole show to this individual. And you guys have heard from the previous episode, I was talking about Robert David Steele, who passed away, I believe, around August. And I did not know this guy from anything, but I came across a TikTok video, obviously, because, you know, that's the new flavor of the month for me, because I just jumped on TikTok recently. Hey, Brina, what's going on? Thank you for joining. What's up, Tears? What's up, Mr. Ray? I flipped the tinfoil hat, says Mr. Ray. Lingalonga, thank you very much, brother. Great track for a coffee. Yeah, man. Thank you very much, Lingalonga. Make sure to check out Lingalonga as well on Podbeam. He calls himself the hack musician, but he's no hack. All the way from Australia. So Robert David Steele, I came across a video from him on TikTok And then I started digging on who he was. Of course, when you ask Google or Wikipedia, they're going to say that he's a conspiracy theorist and who died and was a COVID denier. But the one thing that they don't want to put out there is that he was a big advocate for human rights and child trafficking and child abuse. But they want to label him as a conspiracy theorist. So that just made me want to dig more about this individual. And I want to give it justice on what he was pretty much advocating for, which a lot of people should, right? These are the things that should bring left, right together, you know, colors together, male, female. Everybody should come together when it comes to protecting the innocence of young children. Right. And as I mentioned on my previous episode, you know, they tell you, they don't tell you, nobody tells you anything, but it's just, I guess it's just common knowledge not to mention other podcasts because, you know, why? But I'm in the mindset where I rather promote podcasts or people or events or whatever the case may be that pushes for things that really matter. Right? Elections don't really matter because, you know, 2020. Money doesn't really matter because they have control over it, you know, but children matter. You know, that should be the ground stone for everybody's moral compass. So I hope everybody really check out the Real Patriot, I keep messing it up, Real Patriot's Voice, and follow this individual on TikTok. I'm not, I always get the name wrong, but I think it's Patriot Mama on TikTok, along with her and a lot of other individuals that are really trying to fight for, you know, trafficking and child abuse, especially in the technology stage, especially on TikTok, and now they're moving into VR and things like that. But that is just the tip of the iceberg. That usually leads to the those that are in power that really take advantage of that power and really get into some deep, deep, crazy stuff. So if you haven't followed Real Patriotic Voice, please do so. I believe they're on Rumble, which is you know, a nice place for free speech, because everywhere else, of course, they're gonna put that down. And also on TikTok, you can follow this individual, this lady, Patriotic Mama. I know there's some. I think it's 1776, Patriotic Mama 1776 on TikTok. So make sure to give them a follow and take a look at some videos. She's always putting out a lot of good information. She's from Jersey. She's from my home state. So got to represent Jersey clan. So anyway, one of the things that I want to get into. So I was a little skeptical on this whole, cryptocurrency thing, right? And I decided to dabble in it. I think I started last year, right? Well, a few months ago. So I'm using Coinbase, if anybody's familiar with Coinbase. And this is something that, you know, I decided to use Coinbase because it's like, it's great for beginners. You know, they kind of like, it's kind of like Podbeam in a way. Like it drags you in to get you into it. Great crypto. I'm sorry, hold on. Lingalonga in the chat says greatcrypto.com. Is that I guess that's another one that people can go to? Nice. So I tried Coinbase and I'm getting into it, and it kind of eggs you on to keep learning more about cryptocurrencies. Like they actually give you extra, I don't want to say money, but they pay you in the actual cryptocurrency, which in the long, later on down the road, you could cash out if you really wanted to. But, you know, you kind of learn like what each currency or what token is, or, you know, things like that. So, which is kind of like Webull. I got into Webull, and that's like a stock trading thing. But anyway, the main point is that I got into crypto, and I, of course, I don't know much about it, and I just, you know, using a little bit of money. But there's some big news that just came out recently on crypto, which is kind of coinciding with, I guess, another part of the conspiracy theories that that a lot of us are having now in terms of top-down control globally. So it seems like there's going to be talks about having a, what is it called? Man, I forgot what it's called. Social credit score. Social credit score coming to the United States. Social credit scores that is implemented in China. And they're going to be using, you know, obviously with the cryptocurrency. So there is a YouTuber by the name of BitBoy Crypto, who has over a million something followers. And he's not the one that broke the news. I've heard, I saw this on somebody else's video, but he's the one that put it out there, legit. So here's a clip from BitBoy talking about what I'm discussing.
Representative Tom Emmer. Now this is the litmus test of your government. Listen to this. A bill seeks to ban the Fed from issuing digital currency to consumers. Tom Emmer is trying to push a bill right now to where if it gets passed, the government would not be allowed to create a CBDC. Okay. Tom Emmer cites what's happening in China with the digital yuan and how this brings gigantic mass surveillance problems. Okay. So here we go. Think about this. If this is it, guys, this is the biggest bill we've ever seen in crypto. Here is why. If this gets approved, there will be no CBDC coming in America. There's no digital dollar. Maybe it's Bitcoin. We don't know what it is. But if this bill gets struck down, this is the government telling you that they are coming out with a surveillance-heavy, permissioned private blockchain that they want all your information on, that we are going to do a digital dollar CBDC. And it's probably not going to be USDC at that point. It will probably be one that we create. So what he said here is central banks across the world are considering CBDCs. China already has. Emmer warns that a digital currency issued by the Fed could be a slippery slope in which consumers could one day be forced to register with the central bank to access money, which could in turn lead to mass surveillance of their activity. So think about this world we live in right now. Think about how all this stuff is politically driven. Right now we're living in a world where they're telling you, you don't even need an ID to go vote, okay? You need an ID to do a lot of other things, but they're telling you, you don't have to have an ID to go vote. But what these people are trying to usher in is a system to where your identification is always locked 100% to your money. Think about how insane that is. They want to make it to where you, if you do something against the government, you want to talk about if you've seen Nosedive, which is a Black Mirror episode, that's what this comes into play here, okay? Social scores. What if your social credit is not good enough? The bank won't let you withdraw a certain amount of money. And it's all tied to your identity, and this could be introducing a social score down the road. So we've got to watch this. This is a super important bill. I know we went over tonight, but this is so important, I can't put it into words. This is it, guys. This is it. If this gets approved, there will be no digital dollar coming. If it doesn't get approved, that is the government telling you they want to have the wiggle room for mass surveillance. And the American financial, you know, corrupted part of the government is going to make sure that is a private permission blockchain that is not anything that we've seen before, that is not open source. It is not like Bitcoin. It is nothing else out there. They're telling you they want the wiggle room to be able to create a cash society to where every single transaction you make is tracked, not by Facebook, not by Amazon, by the United States government. Watch this. This is really big. I tend to think Tom Emmer is going to get in trouble. He's going to have some, answering for this, because I don't think the government is quite ready to make that call yet to tell you exactly what their plans are. But this right here is the clue. It's going to expose the plan of the United States. We know the Fed is coming out with a report very soon. They're making opinions. They're making stances on crypto, making stances on the digital dollar, making stances on the CBDCs.
So there you go. So the nooks and crannies of it is there is one of the governors, whatever, in the Congress, I don't know, trying to pass some legislation to stop that from happening. So he's pretty much putting into play that to stop the connection. See, I don't know anything about this, so I'm going off of what's being said. I don't know much about crypto, but the baseline of it all is that it's going to turn into the social credit score that they're implementing in China. And by doing so, you're going to be connected to your money. And whatever you decide to do in society, I guess, whatever that may be, oh, you didn't take your booster? $20 off your account or whatever. I'm using extreme measures, right? So, and they have access and they can see exactly what you do. Everybody. But not everybody. Just you. Us. Of course, the government is going to have control over what currency they're going to be using. They're going to make sure that they have it their way, and they're not going to open source it for everybody to see. So something to look at. If there's people out there that are into crypto and crypto news, and keep an eye out for that. And for those of you that just want to be left alone, keep an eye on that bill that this guy is trying to push out there. Hopefully they let it pass, and that stops this from happening. But, I think they already have that in other countries. So why not put it here in the West? But anyway, that's going to be the thing to look out for. I hope it doesn't get to that point. But that just cements the whole idea that they want to try and keep each country their own like rules and sovereignty. They want to eliminate that and create like one global global control, right? Everyone thinking one thing and keeping track of all people's, you can say, oh, but they have cameras all over the place. So what's the difference? I mean, it's going to be worse because let's say for me, right? If I'm like, let's say I'm going to Jersey and I decide to walk around without a mask, right? Or I pull my mask down, to have a cup of coffee. Or let's say I decide not to get a shot. I'll be able to be tracked quickly and will be denied access to whatever funds I have in the bank. Or denied access, or I won't be able to pay for my cup of coffee with my card or whatever I have. You know how pissed I'm going to be? Taking away my coffee, taking away your coffee. I'm going to be quite upset. Yes, tears. But anyway, speaking of coffee.
People ask me, they say, how do you know, Daryl, if you're drinking too much coffee? Well, you know, if you after you drink a couple, two or three pots of coffee and you find yourself licking the coffee pot clean, you're absolutely positively drinking too much coffee. Yeah. You know, after you drink a couple pots of coffee and you find yourself chewing on other people's fingernails, undoubtedly you're drinking too much coffee. If you, let's say you're on a treadmill and you're running on the treadmill for 45 minutes and then you realize it's not plugged in, you're probably drinking too much coffee.
You know, when you go snow skiing, if you find yourself skiing uphill, irrefutably, you're drinking too much coffee.
Guys, if you can make it to work in under 5 minutes and you forget your car, unquestionably, you're drinking too much coffee.
If you guys are soaking your dentures in coffee, absolutely positively, you're drinking too much coffee.
Just a little humor to break it up. But I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. And if you have any comments, let me know in the chat. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Hey, do you want to get a heads up on your future? Do you need some spiritual healing? Do you want to know how to heal yourself from the inside and out? Well, go check out wholeeshift.com. That's WHOLE, another E, SHIFT.com. And get your reading today by Poetic, a renowned Reiki healer. Go check her out at wholeeshift.com. And with the holidays starting to come around, you can give that as a gift card to anybody for the holidays. That's wholeeshift.com.
Hey, listen, you. Not listening to Ralph Wayne's podcast when he's live on Podbean is something seriously wrong with you. You got to get yourself checked out. Go ask Dr. Fauci.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito. Es un cafecito.
Good morning, everybody. Did you know if you replace your morning cup of coffee with a nice hot cup of green tea, that you can lose up to 87% of the little joy you have left in this life?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I know it's a little crazy out there, but what can you do? So did anybody check out the video that was released by Project Veritas, James O'Keefe? I don't know if it's viral, but it kind of shows him walking in the hallway, looking kind of gangster, nice suit. And he's telling the camera that because of the leaked documents that he put out, you know, on YouTube and all over the place, talking about gain of function, that he has to go and talk to people of Congress now. He's going to have a meeting. And of course, he looks at the camera and says, I'm not suicidal. I love my life. Something like that. So just so you know, just so he doesn't get Epstein'd. He shouldn't be getting Epstein.
You are totally incorrect.
Yeah, Fauci. Sit on the corner, Fauci. Keep having your talks with what's his face. But anyway, all right. So I wanted to talk real quick. I'm going to bring up this guy, Robert David Steele, just to bring it up because I think it's warranted. I'm going to be playing the clip that got me interested in him because I found it on TikTok and I didn't know who this guy was. I didn't know if this was current or if this was an old video, but it got me intrigued and he touched upon everything that every conspiracy theorist, if you want to for the lack of a better word, I'm going to say that, is pretty much talking about in terms of like, you know, the higher ups are bringing in, especially with the illegal immigrants coming in, so much is going to be pedophilia and things like that happening. And he kind of mentions the stock market and how corrupt that is. But let's hear what the clip that I got interested in on. Maybe it opens up everybody's eyes.
We have it all.
And this is David Steele. I'm sorry, Robert David Steele talking. Who is dead, by the way.
We have it all. All of the illicit wealth in the world has been tracked by the National Security Agency for the past 15 years. We now know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Wall Street has stolen $100 trillion from Main Street with naked short selling. We also know that Wall Street has laundered $100 trillion in dirty money from trafficking in children and women and drugs and guns and gold. I can never tire of saying that 90% of the people in the U.S. government, the U.S. military, the U.S. intelligence community are good people trapped in a bad system. The secret intelligence community serves the deep state. It does not serve the American public. And CIA in particular has been doing torture, rendition and torture, drone assassination, regime change, helping to start wars on based on lies, all because war and trafficking in humans and drugs and so forth are a profit center for Wall Street and the deep state. And once the president gets Benny into NSA and processes 100% of what we have at NSA, we have every single one of you by the balls. You cannot survive this. You have one out. The truth and reconciliation out is make the deal, motherfucker, or you are going to die.
Now, I think it was that last part that really got me hooked on this guy. I was like, damn, that's pretty, you got some cojones. And it's kind of like, make the deal, right, Brina? Exactly. So you better make the deal because you're going to die. That's some gangster to say to somebody. So, and listening to that, I'm like, damn, bro, is this current? Like, is this happening now? Like, does he, is it true that everybody know or that, you know, there's an organization that knows of all the wrong stuff that's happening, you know, trafficking women and children from the border, allowing, has anybody even talked about that? Like, what are the current numbers? Like, it seems like some of the news gets lost or just dies out. Like, are we still looking for Americans in Afghanistan? Is there still people over there? Did we forget? I know there's certain people out there that didn't forget. But we and the people on the border, are they still coming through? I think I heard something about that they're going to try and maybe not finish the wall, but patch up the holes in it. I guess they want them funneling through one section. I don't know. But anyway, what are the numbers now? Is it up in the millions already? So anyway, and of course, people have seen videos of people dropping little children over the wall. Not to mention the many children that are being taken from the border and being distributed across the United States to who knows who. But anyway, so by the way, thank you for those that are joining in the chat. I greatly appreciate it. If you're new here, please hit that follow button. You can follow my podcast wherever you get your podcast, and you can listen to us live on the WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, which you can download on your app store. You can check out great shows like The John DeVito Show, The Gray Area, Slacker 82 Alpha, yours truly, Coffee with RW, Teardrops of Hip Hop, and many, many more. The Old Man with Dana Joe, with Dana. Yeah, I said that right. Dana, Joe, and Eric Kirk. A lot of good shows there. So make sure to be on the lookout. Go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com and check the schedule. Okay, so so I saw this video on TikTok, this guy. So I had to look him up. I was like, is this guy for real? Is this happening now? And as I kept looking about him, I found out that he died. Like recently. He died of COVID. Well, I guess. I mean, that's what they're saying. He was a big COVID denier or whatever. He's saying it was a hoax. He was diagnosed. Well, he had bronchitis on his later months. He was on a tour to, I guess, to unite different countries, and of course, in the United States. To go with him on this fight for, you know, child trafficking and all that and human rights. So I just came across a couple of clips that I'm going to play from a meeting that he was having. I believe it's people in the UK. I forgot what the acronym is. International something, I don't know. You can find everything that I play in the description box of this episode when it's released. But here's a clip of him talking about the movement and the thing that he's trying to accomplish.
We have it all.
Oh, that's not it. I just played that.
How you treat the weakest.
So he goes into detail right now is you can measure what he's about to tell you, but you can measure how a society is by how they treat the weak.
How you treat the weakest member of the society. Let me say that although pedophilia, which says child love, has nothing to do with the abuse of children, these children are not just kidnapped and in some cases bred by families as a cash crop. We have people in the United States of America that breed children in order to sell them. And when they are sold, they come without birth certificates, which means it's easier to kill them and have no one ask where they are. We're also importing children by the plane load. Again, children who have no documentation. It's not just child slavery or child sex abuse. It's also child torture because you have adrenalized blood. You have the whole blood drinking ceremony of the satanic world. It's also the use of children for harvesting body organs. We'll have the Falun Gong testimony tomorrow. One of the reasons that the Falun Gong are so popular is because they're so healthy, so that you can harvest their body organs and get the very best. And then you have ritual ceremonies and ritual murder, as well as incidental murder. I have been a spy. I'm out from undercover. I'm under a lifetime secrecy agreement. I absolutely tell you without doubt, I have no secrets that I can remember. If when I go to Iran soon, they can torture me. There's nothing there for them to get. But I know the system.
Yeah, he was in the CIA for most of his career, I believe. Tears in the chat. Way to cheer up everyone's morning. I'm sorry. I told you guys it's going to be a serious, structured show. But that was just a piece of what he was trying to do. He was doing a tour on it. Now, of course, he's gotten a bad rap because he kind of fell into the category of an Alex Jones. But I mean, now look at Alex Jones now. You know, he was kind of right on a lot of things. But towards the end is what was a little bit interesting. Now, of course, I'm going to go this into detail on another episode. But the person that was in doing an interview or a podcast with someone else, was mentioning that he was close to him, And he was always, he had his own, like when he came to be sick, he was taken to the hospital. And, but wherever he went, he had his own medicine. He wanted to be treated a certain way, treated meaning given certain medications. He didn't believe in the medications that they wanted to put him on. Towards the end, I don't know what happened. Either they even said that either he got too sick. They even had he even had a recording of himself. I guess giving power to somebody if anything was to happen to him, or to that he didn't want a certain thing done to him if he was to be, you know, unconscious or something. Basically, he didn't want to be incubated. But unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. They don't, the person that I got the clip from, they don't know if it was something that was overridden by the hospital, or someone in his circle, a family member that overrid that. But he ended up being treated with the hospital protocol and put on a ventilator. And of course, if anybody's followed my podcast or any other podcast that gives you the alternative view, you know that the alternative the hospital protocol is really a protocol that is going to cause you to die. When they put you on a medication, remdesivir, it causes kidney failure. And of course, when you're incubated, it causes more harm, and you know, you're going to pass away regardless. So this is exactly what happened to him. He was in a hospital in Florida, which is kind of weird, because in Florida, like I would figure, they were a lot more open to alternative treatment. Like, I don't know why they gave him the regular hospital protocol, but for some reason, he was put on it. So your conspiracy theories are going to say he was murdered, right? Because he was talking about what was, you know, what's going on with child trafficking and things like that. And of course, you know, the far end of the conspiracy, you have, you know, your elites drinking the, I'm sorry for this graphic speak, but, you know, drinking the blood of, you know, infants and aborted. Anyway, but you know what? You get the point. So that's where it became interesting to me, because, you know, a lot of the, from what I've seen so far, heard, is that he was a very, they used the word combatant a lot. Like, he was always fighting. Of course, he worked for the CIA. He was ex-military, things like that. So, of course, he's going to be. But he was very opposed to, you know, the COVID treatments that they had in the hospital. He was always taking alternative medication. The only thing that that puzzles me is that if he was into alternative medication, how did he get so sick that he had to be hospitalized? So that was the only thing that really puzzled me, because either he had something else, or, well, and then again, they talked about how he was kind of unhealthy. His BMI was high. So of course that may have made it worse, whatever the infection was. But to get to the point where he had to be hospitalized, well, some people have to be hospitalized. So I'm not sure what the case is, but there's a lot of theories out there, whether he really got sick with something else, or he was purposely put on that protocol so that would shut him up. Tears in the chat says, that's how Steve Jobs died, trying to do alternative treatments. I thought you were trolling me there, but no, I think you're right about it. I think I think Steve Jobs was a vegetarian, right? Or a vegan? I think he was, or he became that later on when he was diagnosed with the ailment that he had. I know he had a terminal cancer, I think, but he's had that for so long. Like, I think he was diagnosed with it for years, and he thrived for so long with that illness. He tried Eastern medicine for cancer. Steve Jobs, says Tears. that's kind of interesting, man. Like, that's the way I am. Not only because I don't want to say that because people might try to kill me, but I always try not to take any kind of medication, whether it be Tylenol, aspirin, things like that, because some of them I can't take it. But I'm of the if I can cure it with something that doesn't give me any side effects, then I'm going to do it. And then it brings me to the movie. What's that movie with Jim Carrey, who played Andy? I forgot the name. The Man on the Moon movie. You remember that? That one, the scene at the end when he went to go to that to get that holy whatever, you know, the miracle cure to take out his cancer. And it turned out that he got trolled at the end. It was a sham. Yes. It was, it said Tears. Yeah. It was a sham. And that's exactly what some of these things are. I mean, of course, I'm sure a lot of people have their tried and true classic remedies that are going to be helpful. I know Tears is a is Hispanic, and I'm sure his mother or maybe his grandmother has, you know, old remedies that has helped him, you know, fight the common cold or whatever else it may be. You know, put some steak on it, you know, get rid of it. I don't know. You got to crack two eggs together and put them on your eyeball. That'll cure your fever. You know, some stuff like that. And maybe it's a placebo effect. It works. But anyway, that's how these things are. So the main point is, let me play one more clip from David Steele. I know Mr. A in the chat probably has some yo, are you sure you're not Spanish? I thought that was a Spanish thing. Mr. A in the chat says Vicks, vapor rub. That's what us Hispanics, well, at least that's what my mom says. Put Vicks on everything. It'll help everything. You got a headache? Put some Vicks on your forehead. Your back hurts? Put some Vicks on it. You got a cough? Eat the Vicks. You got a runny nose? Put some Vicks under your nose. I'm Mexican, bro. You Mexican, Mr. A? No way. I didn't know you were Mexican. So here we go. Let me play this clip from, I think I might have put my foot in my mouth. Another clip from Mr. Steele.
I've been a spy all over the world.
Oh, no. Did I play that already? I think I played.
Governments are letting us all down. And I absolutely agree with the commissioner who brings forward the need to restore the sovereignty of we the people, because governments have become not only bureaucratized, but they are now the servants of the deep state, of the banks. And if I may, the deep state is not the same as the shadow government. As I say, every organization is 90% good people trapped in a bad system. It's the highest 10% that is generally the rogue killer element.
So he goes into those details about the deep state, which might have turned some people off. Mr. A says, you say that every time I tell you. Bro, I don't remember you telling me you were Mexican. I could have sworn I heard that your wife might have been Mexican. But I didn't know you were Mexican. I thought I heard something like that. But I could be wrong. You know, I could be wrong. Mr. A is Mexican, said Tears. Yeah, exactly, right, Tears? I don't remember this. Ha! She's hillbilly white.
Okay!
She's hillbilly white. And your children, are they Irish? Is your children Irish? I don't know.
Un cafecito.
That's what I need right now. So, everybody, I'm going to take a nice little sip of coffee and break, excuse me, the monotony of this coffee. I mean, of this episode. So delicious.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
We're going to get back into it.
Okay.
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 All right. We got it. So I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Mutts. Yes. Yes. The children. The children are Mutts. All right. So let me give you the spiel. Guys, make sure to go check out the Epic Strategies Network on your app store. Give it a download. You can follow me on TikTok, WESN Station on TikTok. Follow me on Twitter at The Ralph William on Twitter. You can find me on Getter as well, WESNRW. Where else? You know where. Everything is in the description box below. Make sure to go check that out. I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. Nice and short and sweet today. And I will see you guys next time. And make sure to pay attention to that bill that's being talked and thrown around. There's a lot of bills being talked about and thrown around that we need to pay attention to. But this crypto thing is really, is from what this guy says, is pretty much going to tell you that they're moving into a social credit score for the United States. And then you can just call us, you know, China. But remember, elections are coming up in the middle of the month. I mean, the middle of the year, I'm sorry. And do your part. They're also trying to change the voting process as well, however you feel about that. But, you know, wherever your opinion lies, make sure you tell everybody about it, at least the ones that are supposed to be hearing you, and let your voice be heard. Thank you, everybody, for joining me, and I hope you had a beautiful, beautiful cup of coffee with me. Thank you very much, and I'll see you guys on the next Coffee with RW. Peace!
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of cuts. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants cuts? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Don't forget to shove Vicks up your nose.
Coffee costs a quarter on the corner. I want to know where I can go to get coffee on the corner for a quarter. Nowhere here in Staten Island, that's for damn sure.